The state budget will be a top priority on Beacon Hill this week, as both the House and Senate have approved their versions of the budget. The next phase of negotiations begin as the varying budget plans go to a conference committee to resolve differences. For a preview, we turn this morning to Noah Berger, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center. Good morning, Noah. Thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
It's great to be here.
Compare the Senate plan with the House version of the state budget in terms of the main differences, Noah.
In all cases, they were facing a budget gap of just under $2 billion. And both the House and the Senate, and also the governor, solved that mostly with deep spending cuts across state government. For example, local aid will be cut in both the House and Senate budget by about $65 million. And that's a significant cut, but almost more significant is that we're now into the fourth year of budget cuts. So that $65 million cut in local aid, if you look at that going all the way back to 2009 and adjust for inflation, we've had previous cuts that together will add up to close to $500 million, about 39%. Higher ed, similar story, very similar cuts in both the House and the Senate. Again, it happens to be $65 million. And there, if you go back to the beginning of the recession, we've cut by about $200 million. So in lots of areas of state government, we've seen very deep cuts over a consistent period of time. And both the House budget and the Senate budget on the larger items have very similar numbers, in fact.
Let's talk about collective bargaining and how both budgets tackle the issue of how local communities might cut their health care costs for local public employees. Not exactly the same plans for both the House and the Senate, even though they're working in relatively the same direction.
There are some differences in process, that is, how much the cities and towns would have to negotiate with their employees before making those changes. But both branches ultimately appear to adopt a rule that says, at the end of the day, the city or town can make those changes as long as the resulting benefits aren't worse than benefits for state employees. The state employees have a separate plan from local employees. The larger difference between the two branches has to do with how much of those savings would be used to help employees as opposed to the savings all going back to the cities and towns.
Noah, let me finally ask about state revenues. Is there a disconnect right now between state revenues, which are rising at present, and all the budget talk about spending cuts during a tough economy?
The problem is that when the recession hit, it was the worst recession that we've had since the Great Depression, and that hurt, of course, families and businesses across the country. It also took a real hit at state government, and we saw revenues dropped by about $3 billion when the recession first hit. And the other side of the budget on states is that in a recession, the demand on states grows because the family, loses a job, they might lose their health care, and they might therefore become dependent on the state Medicaid program, for example, or even more direly, if a family is at risk of homelessness, state homeless prevention services. The state opened up a budget gap of close to $5 billion. And there is a solution to that, which is the federal government in those circumstances can step in and provide assistance to states, recognizing that at exactly the time when revenues drop for a state is when demand goes up the most. And the federal government did do some of that, but that federal relief is ending now. And as a result of that, we're left with a fairly significant budget gap right now. So even though the economy is slowly coming back, it's nowhere near filling that full gap. Part of the story of this recession, the fiscal crisis, is the national recession. The other part is longer-term structural problems in our state budget that make what happens in recessions worse than it would be otherwise.
That was Noah Berger, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center.